I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian at info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Lies, lies, lies. It's all lies. Sean is not here tonight. It is not the Sean Kennedy... Well, it's still the Sean Kennedy Show. I'm telling a lie. Sean Kennedy is not in the country. He's nowhere near here. He's down in the southern states, near the Gulf of Mexico. He actually phoned in just a little while ago to me. About 15 minutes ago, saying, oh, I just can't make the show, so you're just going to have to do it on your own. So here I am, Samarian, hosting the Sean Kennedy Show tonight, and it'll probably be a lot shorter than normal because I just can't talk like Sean, you know. He's got all these crazy sayings, and he can fill lots of dead air time, so I've got the music in the background, so hopefully that'll fill some dead air. You are free to distribute this show as much as you want. You can put it on CDs. You can rebroadcast it on your local radio stations. Break into their station and hijack the DJ and pop in a CD of the Sean Kennedy Show and take him hostage as long as you can. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, spray it on subways. Well, we don't really want you to do that. That'd be too obvious, wouldn't it? This is episode number 15. And I thought I'd come on tonight and fill in, rather than it being completely quiet and you all missing a show. And but take heart in the fact that Sean might actually phone in. He said he might phone in. So sometime during the show, you'll hear the phone ring, and you never know. You might hear the voice of the voice you're used to listening to every Monday night. So we're going to see who showed up. Even though there's no Sean here. Yes, it is Sim. I am Samarian, and I am not the fucking man. In the IRC, we have myself, Anki, Smokehouse, The Wind Down, Countersink, Decker Case, Tanthrix, Pyro, African Love Turtle, Agent Mulder, Oral Sex, Bob Nino, Botwilder, Breaker, who seems to be naked for some reason, Cabot, Changes, C, Kleincom, Deckerbite, Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, ECSM, Half Elf, Kadath, Hexler, Crazy Fuck, Mr. Echo, Necos, Ness, Neuralize, Port Surfer, Roto, Sir Dork, Soldier Spark at Work, Spitzkopf, Taude Cheese, Temperlite, Test Subject, Tindalos, he's also logged in at work apparently, Trotsky's Ghost, Terrell, VTM, Wildcard Zerstor, and CNC Renegade. Whoa, that's too wide for my screen. PWP. There we go. Call-in show is a good idea. Well, you know, the problem is I really don't want to give out my phone number because I don't have the setup I used to have for the What the Hell show. I don't have, like, multiple lines and protection so crazy people aren't phoning me in the middle of the night. Because crazy people phone me in the middle of the night when I had the other phone lines and stuff like that. The Wind Down, yeah, at least I pronounced it the Wind Down right. So let's see what's happening here. If you want to get in the IRC and chat to all the other crazy ranch radio people, there are ways. There are ways that you can get in the IRC. You can get through the webpage interface at ranchradio.com. Just type that in your web browser and click on chat. Or you can download an IRC client. And you can go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, and you can get to it that way, and you can experience it in all its glory. If you want to get in contact with me, my email address is info@rantradio.com, and you can talk to me and send me pictures and stories. You know, it's kind of tough this week. I wasn't quite prepared to know that whether Sean was or was not going to come on the show, so I scraped together a couple stories that hopefully would be interesting for you tonight, and hopefully I can talk at length about them. So I have no theme for the night. The theme is the background music. The theme is, will Sean phone in from Texas? I think that's at the top of the screen. The theme is Sumerian. And if you want to yell at Sean for not being here, his email address is theman@rantradio.com. And usually people send him stories and tell him what to say, so nobody sent me anything. So I'm on my own. There is no drink of the night, unless you want to make a wonderful fruit shake. And the way I make my fruit shakes, this won't get you drunk, but it sure tastes good. And you really can't go wrong with a fruit shake. Put in, get like frozen or fresh fruit, throw it in the blender, throw some soy milk, which I go with, or you can just throw in some milk, which is fine if you're inclined that way. Throw in some milk, and throw in whatever fruit you want, and it always comes out good. It's always tasty. Unfortunately, I'm completely out of milk and every other thing in my house. I'm reduced to going into the cupboard and opening up cans of stuff. Because I have no food left. And I think I'm going to go shopping right after this show. And now for some blatant advertising for Rant Radio and the Sean Kennedy Show. We have some merchandise for you. Oh, boy, look at that. It's a phone call. It's probably Sean going, oh, God, you suck so bad. You got to get off the air. Hi, this is Sumerian. You're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Yeah!
Who be this? Who's this? Somebody yelling, yeah. Don't do that. Whoever you got the phone number from, see, that's no good at all. That really sounded like, actually sounded like wild card, but I don't know why I just said yeah and didn't follow it up. Anyway, don't phone in unless I invite you to phone in. Rant Radio t-shirts done by the t-shirt whore. Here they are. They are at angryshirts.com. You can check them out there. And the good thing is that all profits, well, $2 of these profits go to the Rant Radio Studios. And I don't know what I'm going to do with the $2, but I told them to put the $2 into enough money so I can get a t-shirt, because I think they look pretty cool. There's the link in the IRC. It's Rant Radio in kind of gothy letters, R&R, obey your ears, rantradio.com. And the so go out in there. If you like the t-shirts, buy them. If not, don't buy them. It goes money goes to me and money goes to Nixter. So there you go. Love that Nixter, yes. And the other blatant money whoring type thing is at the SKTFM store. Now the quality of this merchandise, I don't know, because I used to actually can probably still get to the Rant Radio store if you search hard enough. But their t-shirts, I ordered one of their t-shirts and it's like an iron-on thing. So avoid the t-shirts unless they've upgraded them a lot. I know Nixter's t-shirts are high quality, and I have one or two of them, and I love those t-shirts. They're really, really good. But these ones, I don't know if they fixed them. The mugs, they're great. And they got like basketball hoops and a tile coaster, so you can put your hot mug of cocoa right on Sean's face. And there's hats, and you can wear the Sean K logo on your as your underwear if you feel so inclined. Oh, there it is. There's another one from Smokehouse. Lots and lots of merchandise to spend your hard-earned dollars on. Unfortunately, it, like, costs a fortune up here because we're all Canadian up here. And it's all American swag. Oh, yeah, there's some green on black and yellow on black from Smokehouse's Sean Kennedy store. So there you go. If you want to spend some money, your hard-earned money working at Radio Shack or Burger King or wherever the fast food or gas jockey job you have. Or maybe if you even have a good job. First story of the night. I know we've mentioned this before, but there's I think it's worth mentioning again. To avoid being digitally hijacked, to be taken over by the corporations that be, as an unsuspecting digital person that you are. In Kazaa and some other file sharing programs, and probably packaged with a bunch of other programs, is some software that's going to be released on the unsuspecting public any moment. Like, I mean, any moment. They said any time from now for 3 months. It's a company called Brilliant Digital Media. And this software is absolutely pure, pure evil. What it does is completely takes over your computer. And how it does this is, well, it actually is quite brilliant, but it's at the same time, it's pure evil. It's installed with these software packages like Kazaa and Morpheus, and probably not Morpheus anymore because they got kicked out of the group. Grokster. I know those two at least. And it gets installed, and of course you're like installing, going, yes, 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 I agree to everything. I just want to get some damn music or the latest movie or just some good old porn. And you're saying, yes, 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 I agree to everything you do. And this one is something that you have to agree to, I believe, or the software won't even install. And what it does is at the specified time by Brilliant Digital Media, it unleashes onto the world a program and starts up on millions of computers, because these programs have an install base of, I think, like millions, millions and millions and millions. It's just massive, because that's how they sneak it in. Like, here, it's free. You can get movies, get MP3s, and it's all free, free, free. But at what cost? What cost? Well, the cost is your computer, your resources, and your bandwidth. When they turn this on, they're going to be distributing their software from your computer. You're going to be their server. Isn't that exciting? Yes. You're going to be hosting whatever crappy little program that they feel that they want to distribute through you. They're going to be storing their software on your computer. They're going to be like finding new ways to analyze numbers, crunching numbers on their computer if they feel so inclined, because in the agreement they're allowed to use up as much computer hard drive space as they want, much bandwidth as they want, and as much time on your computer as they want. So, how much did you pay for that computer? And who's using it now? Well, you should be using it. But a lot of people don't know this. And a lot of people still won't know it after after the software is released, unleashed. It already is released. It's probably on your computer right now. It's, I think, under the name BDE or something similar to that. Brilliant, BDM probably, Brilliant Digital Media. And how brilliant is this? Well, it's actually quite brilliant. I've thought of a very good application. Now, this can be used for good and not just evil. I've spun it around and put my own spit on it. Like, say I wanted to use it for Rant Radio. And this is all voluntary. It was, like, out in the open. This is what this program does. You download it from the Rant Radio website, let's say. This is all hypothetical. And it's a similar type program. What it would be doing is running on your computer. And whenever you listen to Rant Radio, you become part of Rant Radio, redistributing Rant Radio to other people who want to listen. Because, say, you're listening to Rant Radio and somebody else wants to, but say I'm out of bandwidth. my ISP shut me down or something and doesn't like me anymore, and all those nice people who've donated bandwidth to me have cut me off, say, nope, no more bandwidth for you. So all I've got is my KO modem to send it out. So say I can send it out to two or three people. Now those two or three people can, again, send it out to two or three people. Taking into account that the cable modems are a little bit slow, people can jump in at any tier that they want. Say they want to jump in at the top tier and connect to me, or they jump into the second tier and connect to the second tier people, and not just take one from one person, but can take it from multiple people a little bit at a time and piece it back together on their computer. And I thought that was a good side effect of it, but, you know, I'm too lazy to make millions, so... There you go. Somebody can steal my idea and throw me a couple of dollars when they make it. But here is an alternative to getting hijacked, but still get all the porn and MP3s and movies and software that you want from the Music City libraries that Kazaa and Grokster tap into. What you can get is something called Kazaa Lite. And I'm sure these people will be taken to court eventually, but us as the users get to take advantage of things while we can. And while we can take advantage of it, there's something called Kazaa Lite. And you can get that from the page that I'm posting into the IRC right now. Boom. Kazaa Lite. KAZAALITE.com. And you can also get it from KazaaLite.tk. And that would be a good extension for Templar Knight to get into. TemplarKnight.tk. There you go. And who else knows what people are installing in behind your back? One way to find out, and I was thoroughly surprised when I downloaded this piece of software. This is absolutely amazing. It's called, I'm sure there's other ones, but this one's called AdAware. A-D space aware. And download it and run it. And you will be absolutely amazed if you've never run this before. And you're not very conscious of all these programs that are installing in the background. On my computer, I had, I think it was in upwards to about 100 little tiny programs and little hooks that all these software companies have got their claws into my computer. And I'm pretty careful with my information. But you never know what kind of information is leaving your computer. What have you said yes to in the huge, huge, massive agreements? There was a great, if you can find it or somebody can post it in the IRC, there was a great comparison with this brilliant digital media program. Actually, it wasn't the program, but it was the user end user license agreement, EULA. And what they did is they compared the end user license agreement to a tax form, because, well, it's tax season right now. And what they found was the end user license agreement was about on average, there's a great graph there, about on average twice or three times as hard to read as the tax form. And normal people are trying to read this, and people have trouble with their taxes. Imagine installing the software. You'd be so paranoid. People are getting so paranoid now. You have to have now a virus scanner, a Trojan scanner, a firewall, and a spyware scanner. What will they think of next? Isn't that wonderful? More and more paranoia breeds. But as Sean has said before, it's up to you, the Rant Radio listeners and audience, to educate your friends, your family, and the people you work with, so that these companies don't scrape away, piece by piece, your freedoms. The freedoms you don't even know you have. And also the equipment. Not just your freedoms, your equipment. Your computers. Companies using your equipment and stuff for their own good. And what do you get from it? Well, you get free software and stuff, I guess. But there are better ways. There are much better ways. And speaking of corporations taking over, let them not take over your mind. And how them to not let them take over your mind is to turn off your television. That's right. It's turn off your TV week. And I know some of you are like, but the hockey.
The hockey, Sam. I gotta have my hockey.
Well, maybe it's time to take a break. It's not the finals, I don't think. You see, I don't follow hockey. But it's time to turn off your television. The advantage of everyone listening out there is like, oh, that's not a big deal. I can just go on my computer. Well, let's make it a challenge. How would you try and turn off your TV? See if you can make it a week. Some people in the IRC were saying, I don't even have a TV, so that'll make it nice and easy. Well, pretend you don't have a TV. See if you are addicted to the television.
I'm not addicted to the television. I can quit any time I want. The Simpsons are just on right now, and then Futurama and the Family Guy and all those great cartoons. But I'm not addicted. I can quit any time.
Well, can you quit any time? Try quitting for a week. And a week ensures that you'll miss every single television show that week. Is Friends really that important to you? Don't you have real friends that you can go out and see or talk with on the internet? Now, this isn't internet. This is television. So don't get discouraged. And it's like, yeah, turn off everything electrical. We're going back to the old days. No, no, no. Just the television, where you don't have much of a choice of what advertising is blasting you in the face. So Adbusters, like many other kind of campaigns, is organizing Turn Off the TV Week, as they do every year. So you can go to the link in the IRC and check it out. And see if you can survive, and we'll come back next week and see how many people did it. So far, I haven't turned on the TV, but it hasn't been really hard for me because I don't watch that much television either. But, movies? I'll take a break from movies, too, because that's actually going through my television. I'm going to leave my television off all week, except for maybe doing my digital video editing, but I've got like a monitor that's not even plugged into cable. How about just unplug your cable from your television and don't watch cable. Anything that you're not focusing on, like maybe a movie's okay, but at least unplug your cable. Try that for a week. See how you do. And now something that Sean has mentioned before, and I just saw it in mainstream. I think I saw it on FARC. And this is ProVigil, now in the mainstream. This is something Sean has been following, and how to stay up, and if you are doing those late-night sessions of internet gaming or whatever you do, late-night studying, or maybe you just feel like sleeping is a waste of time like I do. It's like one-third of your life if you sleep 8 hours a day, and a lot of people do. I try to sleep as little as possible because every hour is precious. Imagine with me, if you will, that you didn't have to sleep anymore. Two-thirds of your life are spent awake. One-third of your life is spent asleep. If you didn't have to sleep, that one-third would be added on. Now all of a sudden, you live 50% longer, or at least you'll seem to live 50% longer. Wouldn't that be... That would be just amazing, because I think a lot of things are a waste of time, including sleeping, including eating. Imagine if you only had to sleep because you felt like sleeping. It's like an option, like watching television is an option. It's like, oh, I want a dream. Okay, so you can have a sleep. Or if you could go without food, like, I don't know, take an IV or something. I think I want to have some ice cream or some chocolate and have an option. But here it is, a pill to stretch your day. A new drug keeps people awake with no apparent ill effects. But is prescribing it the right thing to do? This is on the LA Times webpage. And I don't know if it actually says how long you can actually stay up. But take a look through that. Wow, would that be just absolutely amazing to be able to stay up that long? And I'm a little wary of drugs. I know Sean's like right into the body enhancements and everything. I'm a little bit more wary. I'm going to wait a couple more years before I get the laser surgery on my eyes because, well, I can wait that out for a bit longer. I'll stick with the glasses, but Sean's like, sign me up for the beta team. If I can get data struck right into my head automatically, then that's for me. And next one. This blew me away. Not because of what it was, it's because of what I didn't know. Here, this is hidden cameras now illegal, and what it is all about. I'm going to paste it so I can follow along because I'm like falling behind here. Senate bill would make clandestine videotaping illegal. And this, oh, I sent you the /doc. I should actually go to the CNN that's linked from there. Just click on the CNN one. The hidden video cameras in bedrooms, bathrooms, and other private places would be outlawed under a bill introduced in Congress Tuesday that would also limit pornographic websites to an online red light district. Okay. Hidden video cameras in bedrooms, bathrooms, and other private places would be outlawed. I didn't know they were illegal. That's when you see these ads on the internet for all these porn places, like hidden video cameras in the toilet. I'm like, ugh, this must be fake, because that can't be legal. Guess what? It is legal. You're allowed to hide video cameras. I couldn't believe it. It's only in certain states that you could actually do. And it says the bill would not apply to security cameras in private places such as department store dressing rooms. Nor would it penalize those filming on city streets or public places where privacy does not exist. So they're talking about videotaping in anywhere that you wouldn't think, like in somebody's house or something. I couldn't believe it. But I guess if it's your property, that sort of makes sense. It's like you come into my property, I can put video cameras wherever I want. I didn't think of it in that way, but you come to expect a little bit of privacy in a washroom. Let me see. In other private places would be outlawed, not public places. I guess it already is banned in public places, in like public bathrooms, or how would you get it in there? Or anyway, it's government controlled. But I would think if you owned a store like a restaurant, you used to be able to be allowed to put a hidden video camera in the washroom. That's absolutely amazing. That just blows my mind. And of course, along with this, always the bad with the good. That's what they do usually on these laws that they try and pass through Congress and through Parliament in Canada. What they always do is tack on a little thing at the end, and it usually has to do with the internet or something a lot of people probably don't know a lot about but would really affect them. This one is not like a huge deal to anybody, or it wouldn't be a huge deal to anyone. But what they want to do is limit pornographic websites to the .prn domain. And this is good and bad. And it would be good because it would do away with a lot of security programs that you'd have to get for kids. And all these net nanny and whatever cyber surfer type programs. And you just have to go, okay, just redirect all PRNs to localhost 127.0.0.1, or just make them go nowhere, or make them go to the Disney page, or make them go to a nice safe surfing place that we wouldn't want to upset our kids with. And that seems all good, because all you people out there that like to go to porn websites, and I think there's probably a couple people that listen to the show that like to do that. First of all, PRN, that's like the dumbest domain name I've ever heard of. What about XXX? Wouldn't that be a little bit more appropriate, a little bit easier to remember, a little bit more descriptive? Anyway, they're saying PRN. My vote's for XXX if I had a vote in this, which I don't because it's in the United States along with everything else. The bad thing about this is the wording of the law. Not just stuff that... I'm trying to find it in here. What they said is not just pornography, but hate speech and other material deemed harmful to minors. Nice and open wording. And what they have to do is give up their .com that they've had for years and the .net and all the other ones they don't include in here because it's just a simple a person writing this that doesn't know much about computers. And what you have to do is give up your .com that you might have paid $500,000 for to a cyber squatter that you bought it off of. We're just going to take it from you. And you're automatically assigned, or maybe you'd have to pay like $10,000 registration fee to get your legal PRN. And the problem with this is, it's a big cash grab, first of all, if they actually charge for this. And also, what about all the work that goes in behind it? Imagine changing all the web pages, all the ads, all your email addresses, the literally millions and millions of work hours that go in behind these porn pages. I mean, those are probably the most technologically advanced web pages on the internet. If you take a look at them, it's like, who comes up with the technology to put a million pop-ups on your screen that you can't seem to get rid of? No, it's not your friendly comic strip page that you go to. It's all the porn pages. They're the ones pushing the limits. They're the ones who came up with the video online streaming. What we do is punish them, yes, the innovators. Punish, punish, punish. And I love that part about hate speech or other materials deemed harmful to minors. Now, what is that exactly? Harmful to minors. You could pretty much turn anything harmful to minors. Who gets to decide what's harmful to minors? Is Rant Radio going to have to give up their .com domain and have to become rantradio.prn labeled with a porn at the end of it? Are we pornographic? Does this radio show make you want to go and beat off? Well, maybe for some of you it does. I hope not. Unless you're female, you can just send an email to info@ramradio.com. But imagine that. Imagine if Rant Radio, they went, oh, those guys swear on their station, and they play offensive music. Oh, my God, we're going to have to take your .com away from you. Never mind that you've been paying for it and you registered it and you've had it for 3 or 4 years. No, you have to go and register your $1,000 or $10,000 PRN or even $50. Or even if it's assigned for free, even then I have a problem with it. Now, why do I have a problem with this? It's not because of the new domain name. It's because of the implications that come along with it. The implications are that I'm offensive. It's harmful. And what do harmful things do? They get banned. Ban everything now. As soon as they have us all corralled with our pink triangles or our stars on our sleeves, it's a lot easier to shut us down. Well, they're all offensive on the .prns. What's the harm in shutting them down? Seems a little reminiscent of the late 80s, early 90s, of the tipper sticker fiasco that continues on today. It's not as bad as today, as it was back then. But back then, when it was introduced, they came in with a law to label anything deemed harmful to minors, or hate speech, or pornography, or occult. History repeats itself. And what they did is slap these stickers on them that said parental advisory. And what happened when they went into the stores? Yes, the Christian right wing picketed all these stores and said, we will not shop here. We're going to label you smut. And until you take those records out of your stores, we're going to picket you outside and get you shut down. Either kicked out of the mall you're in, or get those records out of there. So what did the stores do? Well, they didn't want to be shut down, so out those records go. Wow, what a great machine to get all the offensive, I'm quoting now, offensive records out of the stores, or records that they didn't like. Well, seems pretty easy now. Just give every website that you don't like a .prn. Rantradio.prn, and then we're shut down. Not good. Not good at all. Well, it's about halftime, and I've got some stuff for you. And the things I have for you today is another remix by the master, DJ Ojive, who's been remixing steadily one song a week. Well, it's not really songs. Remixing Sean Kennedy's rants at a rate of one a week. And, hey, if he keeps it up, we'll keep playing them because they're really good remixes. Good music in behind. What's probably going to happen, he's going to run out of his own music to put the rants in behind. Or rants on top, whichever way you think. This one is a favorite of a lot of people's. And a lot of people probably haven't heard it either. This is Falling Chair by Sean Kennedy. And also, I have the band of this week, because I get to choose it this week, is a Poptigma Berserk. And they're in rotation on Rant Radio. This particular song is not in rotation. This is off their new album. And Samarian is going down to the States. So he's going to drive 3 hours to go and see these people. They're just that good. I'm going down to Seattle to go check them out in a couple weeks at the Catwalk Club. So if you want to go down there and you know what I look like, then you can meet me there. Don't drive too far, please. I'm not that exciting, as you can tell. This song by A Poptigma Berserk is Until the End of the World, the Dan Frampton mix. And then I'm going to follow it up with your favorite of mine, more spam, more shameless self-promotion, Porn on Beta, a brand new song. This song's called Taking the Walk. This is one of the remixes that's going to be that we're making. And this was just completed last week, and I think it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of cool samples in there. And it's got the other person in the band, Corey Havas. He's doing some vocals on there. And I'll probably be adding some vocals later in another mix and remixing it. So I'm just going to cue all these up because, well, usually Sean talks during this time. And I get to do lots of wonderful cueing up. And it makes my job a lot easier. There we go. Enough blabbing. So this is Sean Kennedy, Falling Chair Rant, remixed by DJ Ojive, and then Poptigma's Berserk, and then Porn on Beta, and we will be back after this. You're listening to Rant Radio, the Sean Kennedy Show, with your guest host, I'm usually co-host, guest host, sort of, Samarian.
So here I am, I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize to myself that, you know what, my life is a big bag of shit. Shit. sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sick of having my water rations from a small plastic cooler at the end of the fucking hall. That's what I'm sick of. You with a tie. You look like a fucking idiot. Did you know that? I hate it. I hate my job. I hate everything about my job. I hate who I'm dealing with. I hate who I have to work with. Our clients suck. Our clients suck. I've ever had to deal with in my life. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to get out and I'm going to go up to the window and I'm going to throw my fucking chair through it. It's going to watch. I'm going to fall out of sight, see it fall into traffic, down into the traffic below. And I bet you some car alarms are going off now. I bet you some car alarms are going off now, aren't they? I'm just going to go home right now, get some food coloring and fuck up my cat. It'll be great. He'll be running around scaring the neighbor's cats and they'll be fucking up and go, oh my God, we're going to have kittens. I bet you some car alarms are going off now. It'll be great. I'm just gonna go home right now, get some food coloring, and fuck up my cat. It's gonna be blue and pink and purple. It'll be great. Fucking fantastic. They'll be running around scaring the neighbor's cats, and they'll be fucking nothing. Oh my God, we're gonna have kittens. It's gonna be blue and pink and purple. What the fuck is gonna happen then? I'm going to have to go buy something that's leopard print. Anything leopard print. Somebody get me some shit that's leopard print. I'm going to put everything I've on from now on. It's going to be some kind of animal fabric. That'll be fucking fantastic. I'll have zebra stripe socks, leopard print pants, and some elephant-looking fucking jacket. It'll be wonderful. I'm going to shave my head and tattoo shit on the insides of my eyelids to reconfirm my convictions every time I fucking blink. It'll be great. Just some car alarms are going off now. It'll be great. I'll have my own lights and my own system, my own rules, because I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of having to deal with other people telling me what to do 24 fucking hours a day. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. So here I am, and sitting at my desk, and I realize to myself that, you know what, my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. How about you? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man!
Keep me down. Seem heavier than before. Some of us wander pretty far from God. We find ourselves in some pretty lonely, desolate places. We feel alone in our relationships. We feel alone in the crowds. We sense, maybe you felt this way, that there should be a whole lot more to life than there is. There should be a whole lot more, but in a sense, we really feel more anger, more bitterness, more resentment, more emptiness than we like. Where does that come from? Oh, we have those moments of happiness, those intermittent moments of happiness, but they don't really seem to last. This life just doesn't feel like a permanent home, does it? You have this sense of homesickness. It just feels like I've got to be more. I'm not quite where I want to be.
We've got a special guest.
Super special.
Super special. That's super.
Special.
It's Sean Kennedy on the phone.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've had a chance to put that little picky up yet. Have you had a chance to do that yet?
Yes, I was just about to post it so people can, like, strip down naked and take a look, a picture at you.
Yeah, that's my swanky picture of me on the Gulf of Mexico, which is just like where I'm at right now. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah?
Pretty neat. Yeah, I got down here, and it's about, it's kind of akin to being in the world's biggest fucking sauna with a bunch of crazy cowboys with guns. It's like everything here is like a million fucking degrees. You go outside, it's like the surface of the sun and wet. It's just fucked up. It's like walking into a wall. It sucks so bad. I'm like, oh my god.
Really humid.
Oh my god, humid? Oh, Jesus Christ, there's like fish flying around. It's brutal.
It's like the opposite of Burning Man, but hot still.
Well, it's like the same temperature as Burning Man, only imagine yourself being like, it's like a, it's quite serious. You know when there's like the those saunas, and then you're outside the sauna, and someone opens the door, and the heat from the sauna hits you?
Yeah.
It's not really as hot as the sauna, but it's almost the sauna. What it's like all the time.
All the time.
Oh, my God. It's so grim. And it's not even hot yet. It's not even hot yet.
Really? Like, because it's not summer yet.
I'm like lying out in the sun and shit and, like, sweating, and there's lizards and stuff looking at me, and there's people walking around with jeans and sweatshirts on, and they're all like, oh, yeah, it looks good. Yeah, yeah, wow.
So you're all ready to move there, then.
What's that?
So you're all ready to move down there. And,
I'm setting up shop. Now, that said, however, that said, I mean, I went into a couple of adventures I had done here. I'm having a good time. Came down here to see CyberTech.
Yeah.
And Epona, and it's really, really good time. And anyone who wants to see the place I'm dwelling, there's a website where we've got some photos of the apartment. Am I allowed to give that website out?
You're not asking me.
yeah. But what's the website? EntropicAcres.com. Someone can do a search on that, but that's like the that's where the Spankinator, which is this mini Dutch hound who like runs around, is just a killer. That's pretty funny in the IRC. They're saying, look, it's Sean Johnson, which is funny because he's the second guy to make that comment today. They're like, CyberTech was going, yeah, you're looking really Miami Vice today, Sean. And I'm like, thank you.
Sean Johnson.
So Sean Johnson. That's pretty funny.
Oh, that's great.
And everyone's like, I work with a guy named Sean Johnson. What does it mean, the barrel?
Anyway, oh, my God.
So I got off the plane. I got down here. And CyberTech Big Mail has been showing me an awesome time down here. I'm having a really good time.
Excellent.
Around doing stuff. Today, we went to this place called Moody Gardens, which is funny, but that's what it's called.
Moody Gardens. What mood were you in?
It's like this big James Bond villain super megaplex. They've got like these, you're driving up there and there's like these three huge pyramids in the middle of like Galveston, right? And along the water, and these huge fucking pyramids, I mean massive. And you go inside the first one, they got like the rainforest pyramid, right? And they got like birds and butterflies and all sorts of shit hanging around. Very, very cool.
Yep.
And then we go into the second one. And it was like the discovery one. And the whole thing was kind of weak. Because it was like, you know, it was deep sea discovery and it could have been better, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then I went to the third one, which was really cool. It was, what the fuck was discovery? The aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
They've got this monster truck aquarium. So I'm like all in there and they got like penguins and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I'm going down and I wind up getting down to the basement there. And they got the shark tank, right?
Yeah.
But there's these two divers in the shark tank, meaning the coral.
Playing with the sharks.
But they're in the shark tank with the sharks, right? And they're in there with these PVC pipes that look like big T's. It was like something out of Sesame Street, you know? They're protected by the letter T. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And one diver's scrubbing coral, and the other one's sitting there with this big fucking PVC T.
Yeah.
I'm like wigging out. I'm like, holy crap. You know, there's little kids and stuff here. And I'm thinking, who the fuck organized this? What if something goes horribly wrong? We're going to have a bunch of emotionally scarred Texan children here, okay? That's like not a good thing. I mean, it's bad enough. Speaking of which, I went to a gun store down here.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a little gun store.
A little gun store in Texas.
A small gun store.
Yeah.
It was just like this little teeny weeny gun store. I walk in there. They've got like a Heckler Koch SR-81 or an SR-8 up on the wall. It's like this nutty piece of hardware.
Yeah.
It's not like the crazy, they got like sniping weapons on display right there. I walk in, there's a flashing light on a sign when you first come through the door saying, keep your hands in plain view at all times.
Oh, what a great sign.
And the guys, I'm not making this up, the guys are walking around with guns in their holsters. The employees have guns in holsters,
yeah.
Hammers cocked, locked, and loaded. Okay.
Whoa.
I'm like, hi. You know, I'm saying a whole lot of sir and all this kind of jazz. I'm
real polite-like.
Yeah, and there's this old dude there who told me, yeah, I was shot and killed a man when I was an officer. My son just shot and killed a man, and now the government took his gun away and this kind of shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And he says, yeah, this Mexican fella went and jumped my son, and he shot him, and then the government took his gun away. And I'm like, those bastards.
Damn government
taking him guns away just because he shot and killed a man? And I said, well, how's your son doing? Oh, he's fine. He's just bruising, you know. It's just bruising. And I'm like, no. How's he doing because he shot and killed a man? Oh, well, you know, I come from a generation. He's a lot like me. You know, I come from a generation where, you know, if you had problems, you know, you don't call a psychiatrist. You just live with it.
That's great.
And I'm like, wow, you're amazing. You know, so I'm like, oh, yeah, wow, I'm afraid. Now, the best part is he's got these knives, okay? He's got some knives at the end of the counter. So I go over, I'm looking at the knives, right?
Yeah.
And I asked to see this method, Masters of Defense. When Masters of Defense make these really, really slick-ass handmade knives, right? So I'm all, okay. And I take the knife out of the cabinet. He's like, oh, I don't like knives. And he, like, runs away. I'm like, okay, how fucked up is that? The guy's got, like...
Those can kill people.
Knives kill people. You're just a sick bastard. You're wrong with you. You know, so I'm like, okay. So it's kind of neat. It was neat, though. But anyway, so... Moody Gardens was like, and tomorrow I'm going to NASA.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's my Houston, we have a problem. So I'm hoping to, like, get my hands on a shovel.
Fly it around the world a couple times.
Get into space, right? So I'm going to go down there and have a talk with those guys and say, hey, guys, how about I get on the next shuttle? I'm sure that, you know, if I can just talk nice to them, they might be up for it.
Can you just sign the forms that I actually did the training?
Yeah, you know, oh, yeah, I was there. Hey, Glenn, how's it going? No, we were in school together, don't you remember? Yeah, no, I don't think it'll work, but what the hell?
You could try.
It's pretty cool. Texas on the whole, a lot of people, now that said, about the shit about the guns, a lot of people, like, talk shit about Texas. I don't know, I think it's pretty friendly. The people, I haven't met any dicks yet.
Yeah?
I haven't met any assholes.
Well, everyone's got guns, that's why they're all nice.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've been nice to everybody. I haven't had any really nutty people. There's a few people drinking, like, we were down here, and there's a few people drinking, like, upstairs one night, right? And they're dropping cigarettes down, lands on a balcony. And Epona goes the next morning and goes up, bangs on the door, and gives them shit. And they're all like, oh, we're sorry, ma'am, and they're stuttering and all kinds of shit. And I'm just like, wow, that's really weird that
yeah.
they'd be all, like, all stuttering and not like, you know, fuck you or whatever, you know what I mean? Because you
yeah.
that.
Huh.
Get that if you went, like, well, I don't know, the kind of apartment buildings I used to live in.
yeah.
But, like, it didn't go bad. Like, they were just sorry, and, you know, there was no reason to, you know.
Well, that's a refreshing change.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. I think a lot of people in Texas get a bad rap. Now, that said, I mean, we live in kind of a nice area down here. I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, there's these guys, you know, homeless, mom's dead, you know, I got one leg, all the rest of it, all done. Middle of the streets with signs and buckets selling papers and all sorts of weird shit.
Yeah.
So, but I went to the ultimate restaurant in Texas tonight.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You would burst into flames.
meat! Run away!
Oh, yeah. Just bad. I've got a photo that I'm going to post when I get back. I went to this first place when we got here, like, the first day. Had this Texas barbecue. I think the place was called, what the fuck was that place called? Blue Wings, okay? I show up. It looks like a bad mess hall. I walk in there. There's a bunch of bar flies, and they put, what do you want? I'm not really too sure. What do you want? Well, I know. What do you want? Okay, well, I guess I have some meat. Okay. And they put this brisket or whatever the hell they call it in this piece of paper with some wax, and they throw it on a on this tray with, like, some other meat on there, and there's no plate, nothing. It's just paper with meat slapped on this thing with, like, this plastic cup of Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
It was so grim. and Wonder Bread. Don't forget the two slabs of Wonder Bread.
Oh, that makes the meal complete.
And I'm like, holy shit, right? It was so brutal. I take the tray back, and I take out my digital camera, and I take a photo of it. That's how brutal this thing is. It's just nuts, right? So I'm like, holy crap. So that was a pretty grim meal. But the place I went to tonight footnote, Blue Wings meat is worth it. Like, if you're, you know, just rolled up in your fast attack vehicle, you know, and you just done battle with Lord Humongous and you're hungry.
They know meat.
And you want to eat, you know, dead feeding rotting cow.
Yeah.
That's the place to go because it's, like, awesome food. Now, the place we went to tonight is, now I understand this is a concept. It's called the Brazilian Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
And this joint is called Risotto's. Oh, what, the Risotto Grill?
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of that. Is it a chain or?
The Rodizio Grill on Westheimer.
Right? Rodizio, okay.
Yeah, am I getting this? Are you getting this or am I staticking out on you?
No, I'm fine.
You're staticking out on me. What are you doing?
Well, you're fine to me, so keep on talking.
All right, anyway, so the Rodizio Grill. So I walk in there, right? It's really nice. Like, there's a lot of stained wood, shit like that. And all the guys are kind of dressed like Cossacks, which is, I thought was kind of fucked up, but whatever. You know, gauchos or whatever the fuck they are. Anyway, they look like Cossacks to me. So I'm like, okay, fine. So we all go in there, and the guy says, who has not been here before? And I'm like, yeah, that would be me. And he says, ah. He says, let me explain to you how we do things here. He says, you can either have the half risotto or the full risotto.
Those are your choices.
And CyberTech's all like, because he's treating, right? So he's all, oh, yeah, we're all three are having the full risotto, right?
Yeah.
I guess whatever the fuck it's called. What the hell? Rodizio. Or whatever. Rodizio. So they're all laughing at me here. Fucking name. Whatever. It's Brazilian. Who cares? They can't choose a government anyway. So, like, okay. So the thing with this full meat deal is that there's a salad bar. So I go up to the salad bar, and it's got nice shit on the salad bar. They got, like, quail eggs and, you know, beef stroganoff and all this kind of jazz. So I'm all up there. I'm loading up on quail eggs and, you know, cool, expensive-looking shit, right? Because the first pass, you do a lap, right? You don't take anything from salad bar. You're doing the pass to scope it.
Yeah.
And you go back around with the plate and take all the expensive shit, right? Because that way you know you're getting your money's worth.
Right, yeah.
So I go grab all the expensive shit, and I go back and I sit down. Now, the deal is they got 15 different kinds of meat on the grill at any moment in time.
Uh-huh. Busy place?
At this place. And they come to your table. You have this weird-ass little go-stop salt shaker deal. Okay, imagine like a piece of dowel is painted red, yellow, and green. And you flip this thing over. And if it's with the green on the top, well, they start coming over with the meat.
Ah, okay.
Well, big thing on a sword, and they say, would you like some meat? I'm like, yeah, sure, carve me off a piece of that. So I, of course, because I'm there being, like, just totally decadent, I just went in there saying, fuck this, I'm going to be as decadent as hell, right? So I'm like, I want some mango juice, and I want a vodka martini, and yeah, so that's for starters. And I eat all the quail eggs I can put down range, and Buddy starts coming over. And I'm, and now normally, not everyone says, yeah, sure, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, but every time they come over with a different kind of meat, I'm like, yeah, I'll try that. I ate alligator, rattlesnake, three different kinds of dead cow, pigs wrapped in turkeys, turkey wrapped pig, fuck you name it, man. I had like all kinds of sausage, meat sausage. I was eating dogs, cats, trees, tribbles, fuck. They were like chopping up the cock and feeding me part of his leg, man. It was nuts. Like, that's on, and I'm like eating this meat. Now, I get through about six kinds of meat, and CyberTech and Epona, who had, you know, this crazy thing called self-control, bail, right? They're like, no, we're out. That's it. Fuck you, Sean. You're on your own. Okay? And I'm, like, going crazy, right? I'm just like, all, and my stomach is swelling, and I'm putting this martini round downrange, and I'm just feeling slick, right? I'm like, wow, this is amazing, right? And I'm sitting there, no word of a lie, for, like, an hour and a half eating meat. Like, I stop going to the salad bar. They just come down. They put this big spit sword down on the thing. They say, would you care for some of this? And I'm like, yeah. Slash. You know, gouge, just big slab of dead meat. On my face. And I'm like, and it's brutal. And this food is, like, so rich. It's not, like, shitty, bad buffet food. Like, this is, like, really well-done stuff. So by the time I'm done, okay, I'm like, I've resigned myself that in about 4 hours from now, my colon is going to get out of my body, come up, crawl across my stomach, look me squarely in the eyes and say, what the fuck is going on here, okay? What is going on? I got alligators and rattlesnakes in my ass. What's going on? You want to explain this to me? From Canada. We're not a gator for miles. What's happening? So I've got to go deal with that. But meantime, I'm like, fuck it, let's go. So I'm eating all this, and then the guy comes around and says, how is everything? And I say it's great, because I'm scared of what he's going to do to the poor bastard, because the service here is unbelievable, right? They're like, oh, I see, blah, blah, blah. He goes, and how is everything? Oh, it's very good. Would you care for some more dead ostrich? And I'm like, no more dead ostrich, I'm good. Oh, you must be waiting, making room for dessert. And Cybertech and Connor are just like, what, are you insane? Yeah, you betcha, baby. Yep, it's dessert. What do we got tonight? And he's like, well, tonight we have, I don't know what the fuck it was, some kind of weird-ass custard, which was, what was it called? Papaya something or other. Anyway, uber rich. So it's like uber rich papaya shit, right? So I'm like, okay, papaya cream pastis and all this kind of jazz. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. We'll take two of those, right? So, and CyberTech's like, thanks, buddy. I'm paying for this shit, right? so they share one. I put one all to myself, and I'm just putting her down, right? And you can kind of feel that. You know, luckily it's kind of a jelly liquid kind of thing, so it's just sort of filling in the cracks like a mortar. And then buddy, like, I'm starting to get legendary. They're going to put Saurus at the end of my name after I leave this.
Shaunosaurus.
Yeah, because I consume so much flesh, you know. Seriously, oh yeah, I've had so much meat while I'm down here. I am like, oh, my canines are getting bigger. I don't know. So I'm mowing away. Buddy comes back, he's like, you know, because I've eaten, like, a lot of shit here, okay? And the waiters all notice this. He's like, would you get us a coffee? And I'm like, yeah, you bet. Regular coffee or espresso? And I'm like, yeah, give me an espresso. Buddy comes back in, like, 15 minutes. It actually took a little while for me to get the espresso. I don't know what he did to the espresso, but he gave me this, you know, this is essentially a coffee shooter. And I grab it, and I'm bang back the coffee shooter, and that just about put me over the edge. I'm like starting to think about a vomitorium. I'm like, oh, okay, now we can do this, because you gotta keep her down range. But I'm an ambassador to my country here.
That's right.
You know, so so we go, and that was cool. So I found the coffee, and then I get up. Now the problem when you eat a lot is the moment when you get up. You see that whole.
The shifting of the food.
Yes, the shifting of the food, and then you realize that you've probably made a huge fucking error, right? So I'm like, okay, that's cool. I've got to make it out of this really classy-looking restaurant without looking like, you know, totally, you know...
The guy from Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
How was the meal, sir? It was better. I better get a bucket. I'm going to throw up in it, right? I'm like, okay, so... I make it outside. We get inside the truck, and like all the way home, you know, you're going over the highway bumps, the seams of the concrete. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to die. Oh God, I'm going to die. Oh yeah, we have like our own gravitational field because of the density of how much meat we had consumed. Like, I know the SPCA is looking for me. It's pretty bad. Like, I've been eating a pretty high meat reduced diet, but I'm here to tell you. Also, I've had to drink like a ton of Dr. Pepper. I mean, I'm in Texas where they make the stuff, right?
Ah, is it different down there?
It is different. I mean, I haven't drank Dr. Pepper in a long time, but I'm scared of the water down here because it tastes like styrofoam.
Ah, because Gloom Bunny said a couple years ago that Dr. Pepper tastes different, I think.
Yeah, in Canada and in the United States, you betcha. You know what else that's fucked up down here? I'm feeling for people in the United States because they can't have Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's great.
They have Smirnoff Ice, but it's made with malt liquor, if you can believe that shit.
Really?
Yeah. It's flavored beer, Smirnoff Ice. Now, those two things just together, okay?
Yeah, those that doesn't sound good.
And I'm like, whoa, yeah, like, she's got someone. No, I'm not drinking that. If I drink any of that shit, I'm... Oh, man.
If anybody's wondering why Sean's down in Texas...
Oh, yeah.
It's because of episode number 11, and he's hiding out for a little while.
Is that up now?
No.
yeah, that's right, after episode number 11.
He may come back. It depends if the heat's off or not.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to, that's why.
Yes.
But we can't. Actually, it is actually related to episode 11, but...
I'm, like, joking, but not joking. That's so funny, actually.
What's funny? What's going on?
Nothing.
Oh.
Just the Scientologists are after you and stuff. You know.
Oh, the Scientologists. Yeah, I was thinking about... Oh, okay, hang on. She just gave me one of these Smirnoff Ices down here made with malt liquor.
One of the evil Smirnoff Ices.
Now tasting it. Hang on.
Glug, 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 glug. Glug, glug, glug.
Well, it actually doesn't taste that different.
Really?
Except the fact that it's kind of like... Oh, yeah. It's got a kind of this weird-ass aftertaste. Yeah, baby duck wine. It's like baby duck Gatorade is what the shit is. It's just brutal stuff. It's just nutty. So when did you... I wanted to ask, man. I was just tuned in.
Yeah.
And I heard that rockin' Porn on Beta song.
Brand new.
Well, what's happening with that? Well, who's the dude there? Where do we get that sampling? That's some good shit.
That's a guy, Corey knows. And he's got a great voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just really cool samples.
Oh.
And he just recorded it. It's actually a preacher guy.
Really?
Yeah, and it sounds pretty cool.
A little bit of extra news here is I got contacted. Apparently, the guys from the CBC are looking for me.
The CBC?
Apparently, over this thing with Para. the Para org.
Oh, really? Better register a domain name, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. So apparently, the CBC wants to talk to me about my Sasquatch hunting excerpts because they ran that Seattle Times or whatever.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I'm happy about that. I'm feeling really solid about it.
So we should go out, like, Sasquatch hunting or something quick, huh?
Guess we should do some shit
and
like that.
Back,
woo, Sasquatch!
Backdate our cameras a couple months.
Yeah, bring some coke in here. But it's just I cannot get over how fucking humid it is down here. Like, this is just gross. No one should actually live in conditions like this. it's just sick. It's sick. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Like, you know, there was a couple of times I wish that you were down here with your video camera, though.
Yeah?
I was down at a Home Depot down here.
Should have brought me.
I should have. Yeah, we were down at this Home Depot, right? Because this fucking bird fell in the dryer vent. We had to save the bird, baby Lynn.
Okay.
Don't ask, okay? I'm like, whatever. I tried to eat it. They stopped.
No, Sean, not that.
Spit the bird out. Spit that fucking bird out. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And we go and we rent a ladder from Home Depot because it was a Sunday and the strata here has got their heads so I think it's daylight out their nose. And they didn't have the keys to get the ladder. So we had to go rent a ladder from fucking Home Depot, if you can believe that. And the guys at Home Depot are like, why are you in the ladder? And I'm like, oh, we got to return a bird to its nest. And they look at me like, you know.
You're doing a what?
So say no to drugs. I'm like, don't shoot me. And get the ladder. We tie it to the roof of the truck. We drive back here. Drive up. Put the bird back in his fucking nest. Drive back down. We're all like feeling good about our karma. Next day, fucking bird back in the drunk to the fire. Same fucking bird. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I'm like, well, that's it. We tried it your way. My turn. I'm going to take it outside and throw it at the dryer vent until the fucking thing goes in there. We're into that. So they research on the web, and I guess they're supposed to, like, actually be knocked out of the nest from time to time with the flying or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There's go look after them and shit. I don't know. Whatever, man.
So you threw it off a cliff and said, fly, fly!
Yeah, so I guess they went outside to put them in this uber bramble bush. So that's pretty much the deal there. But the Home Depot, when we're down renting the ladder, there is, like, this awesome cowboy guy there.
Yeah.
He's, like, a billion years old. He's like a cowboy lich, okay?
Yeah.
He's a skeletal system with a cowboy hat, bad-ass jeans, like, just bad jeans, you know, bad fucking jeans. Like, probably the first pair of jeans ever seen. And he's like anywhere, his age range could be anywhere from like 65 to a billion.
65 and up, guess.
Like this guy was more weathered looking than Jack Palance, okay? This guy was just harsh.
Wow.
And like sunken eyes and skull and kind of like, you know, three teeth and all the rest of it. He had one pant like out of his cowboy boot, and the other pant like not stuffed inside the cowboy boot. And he had like the heels worn off both the cowboy boots, so he looked like an elf. You know, because now he's sitting there walking, and the heels or toes are kind of pointing more up than down, and it was just fucked up. And he's in there. I don't know what the fuck he was renting, but I think he rented, like, a cement mixer or something. And he was bringing it back, and he, like, picked up a cement mixer with one hand and dragged it out of the back of the truck or something. You know, he's nutty, nutty strong, like, supernatural-level strong.
Wow. Well, that's probably because he's 250 years old.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's, like, one of the actual old, shriveled cowboy guys. Oh, he probably was wider. And I'm like, and I really respect those kind of cowboys. You know, the Jesus Christ, that's fucking, that clear on my shit really comes back and chases you, doesn't it?
These are the cowboys that actually deal with cows.
Yeah, these are this guy was the real deal, you know? And you would sooner see this guy, like, he would never go to a bar with his cowboy boots on and his jeans. He'd probably have, like, some collar so wide that, you know, he would catch air and fly. He'd be, like, the world's first living kite, but because he's so out of touch with fashion and reality. But the reality of the situation is he's there And I'm really sure that actual cowboys fucking hate these, you know, okie, achy, breaky heart motherfuckers. I'm sure that actual cowboys would go beat the living shit out of Garth Brooks so bad. You know, they would just be stomping on his guts and stuff. Like, cowboys are like weird-ass skinheads from the West. That's kind of what they are, you know, oi, oi, only it's your little. You know, I don't know how it works there, but they're fucked up like that. So what's happening with porn, though? Like, what's happening with Porn on Beta? Like, are you guys doing another album soon, or?
Oh, it's not. No. That cost a fortune. We have to sell the albums that we have right now.
Oh, okay.
But we're making tons of tunes in the meantime. Like, we're in the studio recording some tunes right now.
Oh, good stuff.
So we can entertain the crowds when we're on stage and play all our best stuff, right?
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Well, it seems that CyberTech and Ipona haven't had a chance to listen to any of your stuff, so I was wondering if you would be willing, if the IRC doesn't object, to play that that mix, the Sean K mix of Suburban Cowboy.
I could do that. How about the end of the show?
At the end of the show, that would rock, but I should probably jump off here because I'm costing all kinds of money.
Yeah, you're costing me a fortune.
I am, though. What a prick.
Yes.
What a prick. I actually have some interesting ideas to talk to you about when I get back, though, because I had a brainstorm.
Oh, excellent. I like ideas.
Yeah, and I did a little bit of writing, so I'm writing it down in a screenplay format. So
all right.
I'll do that later.
Well, while you're on the phone,
what?
I'm this close to finishing episode 7 of SKTFM.TV, the new episode.
Oh, very cool.
Yep, I've got all the pieces together.
Okay.
And I just need you to do, like, a little bit of talking in the intro, you know, like, here's a new show, or whatever, right?
Okay, well, we can do that when I get back.
You betcha. And so that'll be out to the public in a week or so.
Okay. I'm going to be back in, flying in from Phoenix at 1:30. I'm just saying this on the air.
Uh-oh.
Flying in from Phoenix to Grand International Airport at 1:30. And my...
This is PM or AM?
1:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to show up at the airport to meet me, they can. If not, that's fine, too. Because I'm probably not going to be in the mood to talk to anybody because I got to fly out at 4 in the fucking morning.
Yeah, probably not in the right mood, no.
So if people show up, I'll be like, hi, fuck off.
So if you want a very discourteous greeting from Sean, you can go to the airport.
Go to the airport. But, yeah, so that's all cool. So I should probably sky, though.
Yep.
And I'll be listening for the rest of the show and floating around the IRC.
You betcha.
Good luck, buddy.
Have fun.
See you, man.
Later.
Bye.
That was Sean Kennedy, the fucking man from Texas. Glad he could phone in. That was very, 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 very cool. And hopefully he can listen to the rest of the show. Speaking of Porn on Beta, shameless, more plugs for Porn on Beta. They're entered in, we're entered, I'm part of it, entered in another contest. And I know the power of the Sean Kennedy Show could cripple the contest. So I'm asking you to be very, very nice and to vote for us at the onlinebattleofthebands.com. And there's the web address in the IRC. So don't everybody, please, don't everybody run at once. Like, do some tomorrow or whatever. Do some now. You can only vote once per email address. So be very, very, very careful. Don't spam them. I don't want to be kicked off of this. I know a lot of people in the IRC are actually Porn on Beta fans, so you're not actually lying. So please don't everybody vote. Like, people A through L vote today, and L through Z vote tomorrow if you can. Pick if you don't. If you live in the States, they can only enter in Canadian cities and stuff. So enter in Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver, British Columbia. Canada. Well, you don't pick Canada. Vancouver, British Columbia, because that's where the band is based out of, because it discriminates against people in the States. So all the people that love Porn on Beta, or even if you hate Porn on Beta and like me, or even like Sean, or yeah, just vote. You know, A through M today, and the rest tomorrow, because I don't want to be kicked off. Just in case, because they already, like, they're fucking around on that website. I don't know what they're doing. I'm trying to straighten them out. It's like, what? They canceled out a bunch of our votes, you know, just like Sean Kay with the Running Man. So I'm trying to get those votes back up again, because we're, like, number 2 in British Columbia. That'd be so sweet to actually get to play. Mr. Echo sent in the IRC an alternative to domain names, so they can't takeaway, the .com, you can just sign up for your own domain name. And this is at, here's the website, openneck.unrated.net. And I've heard of this before. And what it does is you pretty much make up your own domain names. It's like Open Range. I haven't really looked at the rules of this one. I know of another one that's purely evil, but the way this works is probably if it's not registered, you can take it, and it's free for you. And how they do this is they send out, they become a root server, and root servers work for like .com. So when you look up a .com domain, it goes to this one place, or your DNS server at your ISP goes to this one place and goes, okay, .com, I need this .com, where do I get it? And what this does is you actually, this company or this website becomes a root domain. The only problem with this is that either everyone on the internet has to install a piece of software to tell them to go to that root domain, or all the ISPs in the world have to register with this new root domain. And both are very difficult to do. So if you got like .rant, say we registered .rant and everybody got their own .rant domain, they probably would only work for people who listen to Rant Radio, because they're the only ones who'd be installed, and all the other people who adopt this. There's another one called new.net, which is actually so evil. They're very, very evil because they piggyback on these free software, just like the peer-to-peer file sharing software. But the problem is that the software that they install is completely, completely buggy and totally messes with your Windows system. So when it when the Windows breaks down, it'll actually break Windows, this software. I get phone calls from people all the time. Oh, I can't get on the internet. Well, do you have new.net installed? Yes, I do. Why is it doing there? What is it? Well, it gets you all these crappy domain names that they're selling for like $25 or whatever that they're selling them for at some outrageous price. Well, it's not outrageous, but it's not like a regulated body. It's just a company selling these magical domain names like .golf or .music, and who knows when they're going to be there or disappearing. And would you actually risk money on that? I think we'll go with the free ones. Thank you very much. So you can go visit that website that Echo posted to me. Thank you very much. And another one that Tantrix actually sent to me after I was talking about the evil spyware that gets installed on your computer. This one is actually points to that adware and also kills pop-up ads. And this is a free piece of software. I have some software on my computers that kill pop-up ads because they are, I don't even know how many pop-up ads there are anymore because I have this software installed. But when I installed it, there was just so many, I could not stand it anymore. Like, every site I went to that wasn't like a simple homepage has like pop-up ads. How much money do these people make from these pop-up ads? Just, it's horrendous. Well, there's a piece of software that you can download. It is called, I don't know what it's called, Ad Free Internet, the Proximatron. And it has a bunch of options, freeze GIF animations, so there's not a lot of flashy stuff on your screen. You can filter the headers and filter the outgoing headers and incoming, so when you leave a page, you see those pop-up ads that come up after you leave a page. It's not the page you're going to, it's the page you came from. And they're catching you on the way out. And there's even ads that pop under your window, so even you don't even see them till you're finished surfing, and you get these like X10 ad in front of you. Just evil stuff. So thank you very much for sending all that in. The next story that I've got here: New York stops recycling. Now, how good of an idea is this? Surely they could have found a better way to save $50 million. But I guess that's the way they want to go. No more recycling. And to close a $5 billion budget gap in New York, they have stopped recycling stuff. No more blue boxes on the side of the curb. No, you're going to throw away all that paper and all those cans and all that plastic into your garbage cans again. And off it goes to a landfill to slowly degrade over time, rather than be recycled and be used again. It's not worth it. How much garbage was this? I can't remember what it added up to. It was such an amazing amount of garbage. Let's see, 320,000 tons a year of garbage that will not be recycled, and it's just going to go to a landfill near you. I don't know what they're going to do when they run out of space. Maybe they're going to do like in Red Dwarf and just abandon the Earth and go off to another planet and turn Earth into garbage planet. Maybe that's the solution. Just abandon the Earth. Okay, I can't stress enough this next one. Oh, got some HAL 2001. Something wonderful. Ah, damn, I missed it. I've got some HAL 2010 samples in the background here. Very cool. This is Save Internet Radio. And this is the one we've been touting like almost every week, playing that promo. How they're going to shut down you and me. Well, me specifically, because I'm a radio station. And shut down all those other radio stations on the internet. They don't have corporate backing from all the major conglomerates. And how they're going to shut it down is regulate us to death and tax us to death. Something wonderful. Something wonderful. Well, this is not something wonderful. I've actually calculated out how much Rant Radio would have to pay in the 2 years that it's been on the air. 2 years. Ooh. Okay, I calculated for 2 years. I don't know what I was thinking because we've been on the air for 3.5. Okay, just extrapolate, okay? I'm just going to cut it down to 1 year then. And then I can make it to 3. Okay. The rate that radio stations, online radio stations, have to pay now. This is only in the States right now, but you never know when it could come up to Canada because we like following the States in some of our stuff. We don't kill people up here, but in gas chambers and electrocutions and stuff. But we usually follow the United States for stuff. And what radio stations, online radio stations, have to pay is 14/100 of a cent for every person, for every song. So if there's 10 people listening to the radio station, that's 10 times 14/100 of a cent. It's like, well, that doesn't sound like very much. Well, wait for it. Okay, let's pretend that songs are about 3 minutes long. Well, if you're running a punk station, well, you better stop running a punk station because the songs run about 2 minutes. So the best idea, if you want to save money, is to run a nice electronic station with 20-minute long remixes or something, or stuff like that. So I'm going to pretend a nice conservative estimate of 10 people listening at any given time. So that makes it up to 0.14 cents every song. And at 3 minutes a song, I calculated out to about 350,000 songs for a year. 350,000 songs at 10 people at any given time at 0.14 cents. Now this comes out to, are you ready for it? $25,000 a year. Close to $25,000 a year that Rant Radio would have to pay to who's the governing body? Who's raking in all this cash again? Let me just go to the webpage. Now, where did I... damn it. I lost it. Well, I have to send it to a certain company that trickles it down, and all the big companies sending out... let's see. Oh, now I'm on the webpage. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act... CARP, there we go, CARP, is raking in all this cash for all the regulatory bodies of all the artists, and what they're going to do is just like regulating regular radio stations, no matter if you play commercials or not, you're going to pay. And what is a poor radio station like Rant Radio to do when they have to pay $25,000 U.S. a year? Well, they don't pay $25,000 U.S. a year. They stop broadcasting. and that's what's going to happen. You know that Shoutcast listing that you see with 1,000 radio stations? Well, they're either going to move to another country like Canada, where we're safe for now, or they're just going to go off the air, and you're just going to see a whole bunch of corporate radio stations. What a waste. Because this is the only kind of place that you're going to hear broadcasting like this. You think Disney or any of the other major corporations are going to let, I was picking on Disney, are going to let us say exactly what we want to square our head off? I don't think so. We've got our financial backers to think of. What are they going to say about the controversial things you're talking about? Well, we won't be able to say anything about the major backers of the radio station if they're advertising on it, just like the Pepsi police. Got to disperse that crowd riding against Pepsi. We're the Pepsi police sponsored. So in the 3.5 years that we've been broadcasting, that would come close to about $85,000. Remember, this is retroactive, kids. So if they put this in, when it passes, it's coming very, very soon. I can't remember when the date is. I think sometime in May. If we were in the States, boom, here's your $85,000 bill, U.S. What does that equate to? A lot of money up here. About $120,000. Do I have that? Have I made any money off of this? Zero! $0. And I'm not about to. So, I'll be safe for now, and if it goes the way of the dodo, I'll be broadcasting somewhere else. Be broadcasting out of Europe. Some of our other listeners will be handy to give us some mirrors and stuff. Okay, next story. Bill Gates takes the stand. Oh, Billy Boy actually goes and talks in the courts. It's been 4.5 years since he's been taken to court, and they're still going. And then this one, he took the stand, and he's crying on the stand here about the unfairness. Well, I can see his point. Imagine the government coming to you and saying to you, you know what? You're way too successful. Your competitors aren't given a fair chance. You're driving them into the dust. People have no choice. You're going to have to change your software to work with other competitors so that you have to share your code with your and your trade secrets and exactly what your next step is to help you, to help them get bigger and to you say stay smaller. That would be very hard for me to accept. It's like, well, Rant Radio, you've dominated the industrial market. You're doing too well. You're playing all the right songs at the right time and saying the right things and getting the high numbers of listeners that you do. And it's just unfair to all the other industrial talk radio stations out there. And they just don't have a fighting chance. So you're going to have to share your playlist with them. And you're going to have to show them what kind of shows and help them get a little bit better. Well, that would be all fine and dandy right now because, well, I'm not making any money, and the more music on the internet, the better. I'm not really in a competition with anyone right now, but Microsoft is. But you got to see the other aspect of it, that they go out of their way to sabotage other companies, and they've got so much money that they can throw around their weight and not let people have Windows, not let have large companies have Windows installed on their computers like Compaq and stuff. They'll take away their licenses if they go with any other company. It's like, no, you can't install Linux on any of those computers you're selling at the retail outlets. You install Windows or you can't install Windows at all. So there's two sides to every story, and it's a little bit tough for sometimes to decide. So my recommended media this week, since I'm such a unadvertising zealot, and also it's turn off the television week, so make sure your TVs are off, your cable's unplugged, if you wish to go along with me, if you wish to not be bombarded by advertising all the time, and we've given suggestions how to be not bombarded by advertising on the internet, too. Make this an ad-free week for yourself. Make this a choose-what-you-want-to-see week. Also, try and let's eradicate all advertising. Wear T-shirts and shirts that don't have any logos on it. Try that for a week. Try it as ad-free as possible. Try to generically say things. Don't refer to brand names. Refer to generic. Don't say Kleenex. Say tissue paper. Don't say ketchup, because that's a brand name, by the way. Say tomato paste or something. I don't know. Just try and do that. So my recommended media for the week, this is an amazing book. I went to the bookstore about a year ago. I picked this up, and what made me buy it is that I would be in the store all day long reading it if I didn't buy it. It is the book called No Logo by Naomi Klein. And it covers absolutely every aspect of the advertising industry. And it even goes even further. And this person's out of Vancouver, so you'll notice the little bit of a slant towards Vancouver-based stuff. They do all over the world, but there's quite an equal mention of Vancouver or British Columbia-based stuff. It's an amazing book, well-written, well-rounded, all sides of the advertising industry from start to finish. And if you can't afford to buy it, just go into the library or go to the bookstore and read a bit of it every week as you're walking by the strip mall. And to go along with that, because she mentions Adbusters in that a lot, and Adbusters also sponsors our Turn Off the TV Week. Hey, I do have a theme for this week. It's advertising free. How about that? Adbusters, the magazine, or you can just go to the webpage, www.adbusters.org. If somebody could type that in, I don't have it typed out here. That is an amazing magazine in, not just the fact that it's well written and it just looks really, really nice, very glossy, great pictures. Like, I have it out on my coffee table here all the time at my house, and everybody who comes cannot put it down. Like, they pick it up and just start reading, and it will open your eyes. You don't know, and also that book will open your eyes to see how much advertising you're actually bombarded with. We've been so numbed to advertising. It's everywhere. I mean, the most subtlest of advertising, even. Like, look at your car. Have you not taken off the bumper? The license plate thing that goes around your license plate off your car from your dealer. I mean, do that. The littlest of things. And you don't even think about it. The advertising on your T-shirts. The advertising even on the shoes you wear. Advertising everywhere. Advertising on every product you buy. So there's two things to check out. The magazine's great. I subscribe to it. Your homework for this week, very simple. I don't make it as hard as Sean Kennedy, but he's a lot harder on you than I am. So I'm going to make it really, really simple. Do something that you've been meaning to do for a long time. And don't make it something hard that you've been meaning to do for a long time. Make it something really simple. Make it something that you can accomplish. Like, just something you've been putting off. You know, it only takes maybe 10 minutes, maybe even a half an hour or an hour. But do it. Sit down and do it. Just set aside some time either tonight or tomorrow, or and just sit down and do it. Say, I'm in this hour or in this half hour, I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish this. Because I do that sometimes. I just go, okay, all this crap has been stacking up. I see it in front of me. There's papers all over my desk. My dishes aren't done. I need to vacuum. I need to do my laundry. I need to record this song. I need to organize my hard drive. I need to do something. Just sit down and do it, or stand and do it, or however you have to do it. Just do it, because the sense of accomplishment that you feel after you've done it will just be amazing. And even if it's the simplest thing, the mental weight off your mind from doing the small thing, it's like you're carrying 100 pounds of rocks, and now you're carrying 10 pounds less of rocks. And I'm not saying do all of the things that you have to do. Just do one. Maybe it'll start a habit, but just try and do one and see how that works out. I don't have any digital baptisms because, well, Sean gets all those emails, and, well, I'd rather let Sean do it because he's really, he's done a really good job making up those names. So you'll have to wait till next week if anybody was waiting for a digital baptism. I know there's always people, and I saw it in the RC during the week that, I can't remember who it was, but they wanted a new name. So that is the end of the show. And I actually pulled it off. And I think that's all I wanted to get through. So we're going to go through the IRC now. For the people that hung on and listened to the whole show of me blabbing, blah, 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 blah. In the IRC, we've got Dr. Marius, Enki, Orbit Juice, Sean Kennedy, still listening in Texas, hiding out from the powers that be because of show number 11. There's your conspiracy hint for the week. Smokehouse, The Wind Down, Countersing, Decker K, Tantrix, Pyro, African Love Turtle, Alien B, AMTFM. Yeah, I don't know who that is or what they were before. Oral Sex, Botweiler, Cabot, Kleincom, Dr. Zodiac, Frozen Fox, God Monkey, Half Elf, Hybrid Theory, It Fungus, Infaloop, Kadath, Cavalia, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Lizernor, Lizinora, Lizanira, one of those is right. Mary Rebel Virgin, Mr. Echo, Nekos, Ness, Poison Cheeto, Roto, Sam, Sir Dork, Soldier, Sparky at Work, Spitzkoff, Synthetic, Doubt Cheese, Templar Knight, Test Subject, Tyndalos, Tyndalos at Work, Trotsky's Ghost, Terrell, Vampire This Morning, Wildcard, Dessert Store, First of the Fallen, and Kexler just joined. So, we are almost out of here. You are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. Any way you want. Write it down, transcribe it, compress it down so it fits on a floppy, write it on your neighbor's wall, spray paint it on your dog, hand it in as your homework assignment, do your thesis on it. We need some programming on Rant Radio. If you think you can do a better job than I did, because I'm not that good at doing it, we need you on Rant Radio. Pick a theme. Pick something you know. Pick something you're good at. Gaming. Music. I don't know. Riding your bike. Pick a theme. Go with it. Propose a show to me. Go to the Rant Radio page, www.rantradio.com. Click on FAQ, F-A-Q. And in that FAQ, you can read all about having your own show. And we really need some programming, some original, good, humor-filled. Doesn't have to be humor-filled either. It could be fact-filled programming. And the more the merrier, because you never know when this legislation is going to come around to Canada and shut us down. And we'll have to go all talk because we can't pay for the music anymore. The music will be silenced. And where are you going to hear industrial music? Nowhere. You know any industrial radio stations over the airwaves in your town? I know I don't. Where do you hear music like this in your town? Besides, like, the university and college radio station. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. So we need some programming. We need you to fill in the time. And if you can dedicate yourself to an hour a week, you're in. Just send me your demo, and I'll let you know yay or nay. So we're going to play at request. The Sean Kennedy rant mix of the Porn on Beta, Suburban Cowboy. Just going to locate that. I think I got it here. There we go. This is a rough mix, not the final. So please, I apologize for my bad mixing skills. I just cranked it out like a couple weeks ago just to put it on the show. And So that's what we're going to close with. And thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for Sean for phoning in and telling us all about his adventures so people can get their weekly fix of Sean Kennedy. And soon, very, very soon, Sean Kennedy, Episode 7, SKTFM.TV, will be out, and you can see Sean in all his glory, and I've got even all the clips for Episode 8, so that's going to follow very shortly after that, maybe a month, maybe even, yeah, about a month, and I can polish it up. And so that's it from Sumerian for this week, and that's it from Sean, and Sean should hopefully be back and free and clear of all charges by next week. We're out of here. Thanks. And come join us.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to keep up with the thing with your kids. Our family is in your way, call the brethren. Come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes.
fucking kids do. Only this great fucking nation of ours can go to a drive-thru liquor and gun store. This is the best fucking place in the world to live. How I learned more about cars from the kids in my high school than I ever knew anywhere else. This place is fucking great. That's why the new mantra, you know, fucking God save the queen. As long live the president, let's just keep it going and running. It'll be great right up there on a fucking G-trip or a new Credo for civilization. We'll have a world war playing across the fucking sky. And then they're only called fucking terrorists until they win, and then they're just rebels. It'll be okay, don't worry, and your world war comes just fine, yo. Even if I can just get a little bit more time, so that's what I mean, yo. They're going to get tough, baby. The tough go fucking silent.